Theron had no idea if his plot to free Nosterol had worked or not. Just as he finished slicing into the holding cell systems and released the Jedi's restraints, Darth Carriage shut him out, rerouting the pathway through another relay. Realizing she would soon do the same with the turbo lift, he decided to get moving or end up trapped in the engine room. Grabbing his slicer spike and tucking it into the top of his boot, he dashed over to the captain's uniform he'd carefully folded and set on the floor. He considered, then quickly rejected the idea of spending the time to pull it on. A stolen uniform wasn't going to fool the security teams converging on his location. Grabbing the pistol with the bent barrel just in case, he turned the wheel and pushed open the maintenance hatch. The corridor outside was blessedly cool. He actually shivered as the climate-controlled air washed over his sweat-soaked body. The sound of the nearby turbolift as it cranked into operation set him in motion. He had reached the first bend in the passage leading to the far side of G-Deck when he heard the door open. Glancing back, he saw several heavily armored security guards step out. Fortunately, it took them a moment to notice the man in his briefs running away from them at the far end of the hall. Theron had just enough time to dart around the corner as blaster bolts struck the ground and wall beside him, missing him by the narrowest of margins. Theron didn't think he'd have any trouble staying ahead of the imps in their heavy armor, but after half a dozen more running steps, he pulled up lame and cried out in pain, hopping on one foot as his left calf seized. Despite his efforts to stay hydrated during his time in the sweltering engine room, his body was rebelling. The muscle had cramped up, a brutal contraction so tight it felt as if it was going to rip itself apart. Any movement of his toes or ankle caused bolts of fire to shoot up through his body, and trying to put any weight on it almost made him pass out. Suddenly, the soldiers in the armor didn't seem that slow. Bracing himself with his left hand against the wall, he hopped down the corridor on his good foot, teeth clenched against the agony emanating from his knotted muscle. He heard the heavy footsteps of his pursuers closing in, and he half turned to fire off three quick shots back down the hall. He didn't bother to aim. His blaster's warped barrel would have made it impossible to guess where the bolts were headed. All he wanted to do was send a warning to his pursuers, hopefully slowing them down. The pistol made strange sounds as he fired. Instead of the familiar sharp reverberating twang, the shots sounded almost wet, with a lower pitch. With the bolts impeded by the warped barrel, the blaster's power pack wasn't able to fully discharge the intense energy buildup generated with each shot. He could feel the heat radiating out from the power pack on his hand, and he knew he couldn't keep shooting without risking a power pack overload and a deadly explosion of superheated gas. On the bright side, the cramp was fading as he rounded another corner, and he was able to carefully put weight on his left foot again, though he still wasn't able to run at full speed. He pressed onward, hobbling along and hoping the security team behind him was the only one he had to worry about. If there was another team coming down the lift near Carrot's command chamber, he'd be trapped between them with no hope of escape. To his relief, when he rounded the final turn, he saw the long corridor leading to the entrance of the command chamber stretched out before him, totally empty. He shambled down the hall, but just as he passed the turbo lift, the door flew open.